The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Kedoshim. This week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, contains many mitzvahs. The parasha, in terms of how many psukim, is not terribly long. It's from the shorter parashas. However, the amount of mitzvahs that it includes, it's a tremendous parasha, and there's a tremendous amount we learn from it. We're going to discuss today one of the mitzvahs and a dinim that's not even discussed clearly mefurish in this parasha, but it's referenced in this week's parasha. In Perek Yates, Pasach of Gimel and Chav Dalad, it says, V'chisavoya la'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and the tatam kol etz maicho, you plant the fruit tree, v'araltam or losa as piria, you should treat the fruit as arla. Shalosh shanim, for 3 years, yelachem arelim la'yachol. For the first 3 years, the fruit should be treated as arla and should not be eaten. Uvashana revias, in the 4th year, yekol piria, all his fruits will be kodesh hilulim la'ashem. Which, from a simple understanding of the pasuk, is coming to say that there's a din of kerem avai, or netter revai. That the fruits in the 4th year have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten Yerushalayim with Kedusha, similar to the dinim of Ma'aser Sheni. However, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, the first Gemara in the beginning of Parakeet Samavarchim, the 6th paragraph of Brachas, finds a makar for a whole different din in this pasuk of Kedush Yilulim Hashem. The parak started off on the Mishnah, Keet Samavarchim al Peiris. How do you make a bracha on fruit? And discusses on Peiris, Se'ilon, you say Bari Priya Eitz, except for Yain, wine, you make Bari Priya Goffin, Peiris Aretz, you make Bari Priya Adoma, except for pasta and bread, you make a mitzvah lachem in the aretz. And the Gemara wants to know, benani mili. For where do we know that you have to make a bracha when you eat something? And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Braisa. Kaddish Yilulim Hashem. Kaddish Yilulim Hashem. Malamed, it teaches us, Shotunim bracha lefneim lachreim. They need bracha before and afterwards. And Rashi explains that from the fact that Shnei Yilulim, it's mashma that the netter ravai, it needs a bracha before it and after it's two Yilulim. Mekan Amar Akiva, from here, Akiva took out a halacha, a new yesod, to also l'adam shiyitam klum, kadim shavarach. It's also for a person to taste anything, to eat anything before he makes a bracha. So though the pasuk itself is talking about the fruit of the 4th year, but from here, Akiva learns out to all fruit and all food, the one has to make a bracha before he eats it. And the Gemara goes back and forth with the whole shakvatari, a give and take, questions and answers, if this taka, the true use of the pasuk hilulim, of the double lashon of hilulim, of praises for Hashem, is it used as a makar, as a source, the one has to make a bracha before he eats something. And the end of Askans, the Gemara basically is, according to most shittas, that svarah, who really it's a svarah, one can understand this without a pasuk, to asloi la'adam shiyanam bin olam azeb le'bracha, that's for a prison, for a person to derive benefit, to derive a benefit from this world without making a bracha. And the person is nenef ma'amzeh without bracha, it's mal, it's like me'ilo. He's taking away from kach shemayim, from what belongs to Hashem. It doesn't belong to him yet. It's la Hashem ha'aretz m'loya. It belongs to the Eibishter. The aretz nasam le'odim, that which Hashem gave the rule to us, is only la'acha bracha. If a person makes a bracha, then Hashem gives us the right to be nenef, to benefit from things in this world. But without a bracha, we don't have this right. It's really as far, it's understood as such. However, the Braisa still remains that the Gemara brought in the beginning. Now, there is some remez, there is some asmach to this halacha in Kodesh Elulim, to praise the one has to say to Hashem before and after he eats food. Before and after he eats netter avai, and Rebbe Kiva says before and after he eats all food. So Elulim, a person has to mahal the Eibishter, he has to say praise to the Eibishter by making the bracha, by recognizing that Hashkochas Hashem, that he sees the food that he's about to eat. However, when one makes a bracha, he has to make sure it's the right bracha. If he makes the wrong bracha, so what type of hillel, what type of praise is this to Hashem? To praise Hashem for giving us the food and to say the wrong thing. Not to understand properly what Hashem's giving him and not making the correct bracha on it. Now, sometimes you have one straightforward food, which we have to know what the correct bracha is. But other times we have a combination of foods. It's a food that's not made out of one ingredient. It's multi-ingredient, a combination of ingredients to create this food. And we have to know what the correct bracha is. Or sometimes you have two separate foods that are eaten together. And one of them is the main food, one of them is the ikker. And the other one is called a tafel, it's a side food. And we have to know which one's the ikker, which one's the main food. Because that's the one we're going to make the bracha on. When we make the bracha on the ikker, that's patters the tafel. The tafel no longer needs a bracha. Whether because it's included in the bracha of the ikker, it no longer needs own bracha. And there's many cases which come up, which are complicated, which are hard to determine what the correct bracha is. So today we're going to discuss many different forms of food, different types of food, and try to figure out what the correct bracha is to make on the food. The main siman at Shulchan Aruch, where the halachas of Ikar v'Tofel are discussed is Narachaim Siman Reshid Beis, in Hilchos Berachos HaPeiros. The halacha shall Ikar Paita HaTofel, the Ikar Pat is the Tofel. And the Mechaber starts off in Tzavalov, Kosho Ikar, any food that's an Ikar, the Imei Tefela, and together with it is something that's less Choshev, Bavarach HaLaIkar, make a Bracha on the Ikar, Paita is the Tefela, Pat is up the Tofel, both from Bracha Rishayna and from Bracha Achrayna. And he says that not only if the Ikar is Me'urva HaTofel, is mixed to the Tofel, but even if each one is separate, still, one can be the Ikar, the other can be the Tofel, as long as they're eating together. And the Mechaber goes so far as to say, that even if you have pas, you have bread, which is chashva mikol, it's the most chashva food, and gets the most chashva brachos of a mitzi and brach samozin. In a scenario where it's the Tofel, for example, he's eating a salty fish, he's eating a salty piece of herring, and the bread is just there that he should be able to handle the sharpness of the fish, of the herring. Mavarcha, a dog makes a brach on the fish, the poiter is a pas, makes a shakel on the fish, and bring the fashas, and patters up the bread, keeping to Tofel, because that's the Tofel. That's the rule, and the Iker patters up the Tofel. Now, it has to be that the foods are either mixed together, or somehow you're eating them together. So the question arises, one of someone has a fruit salad, and there are some fruits there that are ha'etz, and there are some things that are adama. It's a combination of foods, is a fruit salad. It's ha'etz, some ha'etz, some adama. So the Bir Halacha brings the Machlokes Achronim. Different Achronim discuss this case. The Derech Chaim and the Chayyadim have divergent opinions, different opinions, to what extent we can say that it's considered one food, and you figure out which is the ikkar, which is the main one, you make a bracha on that, and that pops up the whole fruit salad. And at which point we say that it's separate. You make a eighth bracha on the fruit, there are eights in there, and Adama bracha, Boy Pri Adama, on the vegetables, or at least the fruit there, they have a din, a shem of Boy Pri Adama. The correct bracha is Boy Pri Adama. For example, if you have strawberries mixed together with other fruit, assuming the strawberries that you took care of, there's no issue of talam, no worms, no bugs in the strawberries, so then you have to figure out which is the main one. Do we make a bracha on the ikar and patra of the tofel, the eights versus the Adama, or do we say each one is separate? The accepted psak on this question is that if the average spoonful, the average forkful or spoonful will get some eitz and some adama, then it's considered like one. They make one bracha and it patters up the entire thing. However, if the average forkful or spoonful is not going to get both brachas, some forkfuls will get an eitz and some will get adama, some spoonfuls get an eitz, some get adama, then it's considered two separate things and you make two separate brachas. Another case where this comes up is when one eats cholent. Now, when it's cholent on Shabbos, it's part of the Sudas, they wash for mitzvah. There's no special bracha made on the cholent. But what if one's eating cholent as part of the, as a separate meal? People eat cholent Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Sunday night. There's many different times that person might be eating cholent, and he will not have washed for mitzvah. So, another halacha that we have to make clear before we start in this discussion of cholent is that when we determine which is the ikka, which is the tofel, so usually, we say that if it's not clear which is the main one and which is the side one, so you go basaroi, whichever one's the majority. If it's 60% of one and 40% of the other, you go with the 60%. However, something that's from the five grains, the chamesh mei dagan, of wheat, of barley, or oat, or spelt, one of the, or rye from the five grains, so then we have a cloud of koshiesh by mechamesh mei dagan. If one of the ingredients is from the five grains, that's generally considered to be the more chashva ingredient. And therefore the correct bracha will be hamaitzi or mezainis, even if that's a minority of the food. Now, if it's clear that this is the absolute tofel, that that's not the main part, and the other parts are the main part, then we don't say that we make hamaitzi or mezainis. But if it's unclear, and you just want to go by majority vote, so to speak, and say, go basaroi, if you go by which is the majority, and say that's the main one, so then we say not like that. We say if one of the ingredients is hamaitzi or mezainis ingredient from the five grains, that's stronger, and even if it's the minority, that wins, that becomes the ikar. So in the cholent, you have barley, you have beans, you have potatoes, you have meat. The majority of the cholent over here is probably going to be adama. Between the potatoes could be big, and the beans, but you have barley, and the barley is generally assumed to be mezainis. It's pearl barley, Mishtabura talks about, Ramosha talks about, we're going to assume, based on the Mishtabura, based on Ramosha, that the barley in the cholent is mezainis. So now the barley is a small minority. But we had one of the four ingredients, barley and beans, potatoes and meat. So the rule of koshiyesh v'mechamesh ne'adagon should rule. And we'd say the ikar is the barley, and the only bracha that's made on the cholent is the barley. There's the barley mezenis, the mezenis bracha that's made on the barley. But here, we have to go back to what we said a few minutes ago. If the average spoonful of cholent is going to pick up some barley, together with other ingredients in the cholent, so then the correct bracha is mezenis, and the mezenis and the barley, it pops up the entire cholent. There's no reason to make any other bracha we shine on the cholent. However, if some spoonfuls will get barley, and some will not get barley, they'll get some potatoes, some beans, some meat, so then we have to view it separately, we view the various ingredients separately, and we make separate brachas on the separate ingredients. Interesting to note that even in the case where the barley is the ikar, and the bracha on the barley will patter up the whole cholent, because the average spoonful will get some barley on it, together with some other ingredients in the cholent, when it comes to bracha achrayna, the halacha is different. Because bracha rishana you make, you eat one barley, one little bit of food, you make the bracha rishana. When it comes to bracha achrena, you only make a bracha achrena if you eat kazayis within the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, which is generally assumed to be the size of one fluid ounce within approximately 4 minutes. Now, it's possible that when you eat this cholent, you'll have plenty of cholent within 4 minutes. But you might not be having a kazayis of barley, one fluid ounce, like one schnapps cup's worth of barley within 4 minutes. So then the barley, even though it gets a bracha rishana mezonos, and it might potter up the whole cholent, the barley does not get a bracha achrena, because you did not have a kazayis of barley within kedei achilas pras, within 4 minutes of time. And therefore, even though the bracha rishana will be mezonos, the bracha achrena will be brain of fascist rabbis. Will be brain of fascist. Interesting halacha that comes out. Mezonos on barley, but brain of fascist. In any case, that's in terms of the bracha achrena. But getting back to the bracha rishana, which is the primary point that we want to discuss over here. So if the average spoonful gets some barley with some beans and potatoes, you make a mezonos, that takes care of everything. However, if the average spoonful gets either barley or maybe beans and potatoes, the average spoonful does not necessarily have barley combined with other ingredients. So then there'll be 7 brachas on the barley and on the other ingredients. Now, we said that this rule of kosh yesh b'chamei chamesh mei dogon, that the mezonos or the amoiti takes precedence, that becomes the ikar, doesn't always apply. It depends what the circumstances are. It's only if you have a bunch of random ingredients, barley with beans and potatoes, meat, inacho, which is the ikar, so then we go by the mezonos. But if it's clear that one ingredient is the absolute ikar, and that which you have something there from the 5 grains is only for a side reason, so then we definitely don't say the rule of kosh yesh b'chamei, and the bracha will not be mezonos. We go by the main ingredient. Now, a classic example of this is licorice. Licorice, if you look on the ingredients, wheat flour will be right up there. Possibly in the first, or for sure the second ingredient. However, research has been done, since the OU gives hashgacha on Hershey brand licorice, so I heard many years ago from Belzkis around the bracha, that he looked into it personally, and he found out, for those who work in the factory, that the flour, the wheat flour that's there in the licorice, which from the 5 grains, it's only there with buki. It's only there in order to hold the licorice together, for form, to hold together, for form consistency. But it's not there for flavor, it's not there for taste. And therefore the correct bracha for licorice should be shahakol. I remember when I was younger, some people had mezonos licorice, some people had shahakol. You had to ask your father what he held, what his psak was, that he had gotten from his roof to make bracha on licorice. By now, I think the facts are clear. The bracha on licorice should be shahakol, and the wheat flour that's there is only there to help hold together and for form and consistency. And therefore, it's an absolute tuffle, the wheat flour. And the shahakol ingredients, the sugar and the other ingredients are definitely absolutely the ikar. Therefore, the correct bracha is shahakol. Now, then you come to some cases where it's not so clear. It's more of a close call. It's a borderline case. For example, if you have schnitzel. So schnitzel, breaded chicken cutlets, so the breading very often will be a breading that will be mezonos. But the main primary food over here is the chicken. You're breading your chicken. Or breaded fish. You're trying to bread your fish. So on the one hand, the mezonos, the breading that's there, is not just there to hold it together like the wheat flour in licorice. However, it's not the main ingredient over here. It's not like the challah where you have a bunch of equal ingredients of barley, beans, potatoes, and meat. Here, it's schnitzel, the same shem b'chazanis. Schnitzel, kamash moi. Schnitzel is called schnitzel. Schnitzel means chicken. That's what it is. It's breaded chicken. It's breaded fish. It's a breading that's here to matim, to give a good flavor to your chicken and to your fish. But ultimately, we know the main ingredient over here is the chicken and the fish, and it's here to give breading and to help out the chicken. And therefore, most places come out of the opinion that schnitzel is shahakol. There are some who say that schnitzel is mezonos. We apply the rule of kosh yesh b'chamei, but the generally accepted psak is that schnitzel is shahakol. Then you have to know if you have chicken fingers, where there's so much breading, you almost wonder if the breading is more than the chicken inside. And even though we're not really going to say it's more, but it's almost equal. It's almost equal to the chicken inside. Do we still say no, the chicken is the main thing, and the breading is here to help out the chicken? Or do we say no, nowadays, people don't really go for chicken. They like the breading. There's all sorts of flavors. You have pretzel crumb chicken fingers. That the pretzel crumb is much more exciting, much more the focus than the fingers. So do we say in that case, and the bracha remains shahakol, or in this case, do you apply the rule kosh yesh b'chamei and say the bracha is mezonos? That's already a gray area. Everyone gets their own psak. But general schnitzel, the opinion of most paiskim is that the bracha is shahakol. Similarly, if someone has a frappuccino with cookie crumbs, with small cookie crumbs inside of it, the cookie crumbs are there to give it a certain feel and a certain taste. But what a person's drinking is drinking the frappuccino. That's why he's drinking. The cookie crumbs are here to help it out. So that would be similar to the schnitzel, and maybe even more posh than the schnitzel, the correct bracha be shahakol. There's an added factor, that because of being drunk in the liquid form, that's another reason why the correct bracha might be shahakol, in spite of the cookie crumbs. But in any case, there, the main point of it is the frappuccino, the cookie crumbs are there to help it out. No one would say the cookie crumbs are an equal, or an ikar similar to the liquid of the frappuccino, and to the drink, and therefore the correct bracha will be shahakol, even though it clearly has cookie crumbs inside of it. What about cookies and cream ice cream? Cookies and cream ice cream. So on the one hand, you could say that Yubadavka purposely bought that flavor ice cream. There's a reason why I didn't buy vanilla, chocolate, or pistachio. But on the other hand, it's ice cream. Ice cream comes in many flavors. There's vanilla flavored ice cream, there's chocolate flavored ice cream, and there's cookies and cream ice cream, which has cookies in it. So in this case, it's also questionable. Do we say kol she'esh bo, that you have enough from the cookies, and the cookies are mezonos, and that takes over, that's the bracha of the ice cream? Or do we say this is ice cream, and the cookies are here to help buy your ice cream, same with the breading's here to help buy your schnitzel, and therefore the conventional psak would be to make shahakel. I actually heard from Rav Forsham Shlita, a big place here in Lakewood, that you would make two brachas on the cookies and cream ice cream. Because on the one hand, we could say that the ice cream, it's here, the cookies are here to help the ice cream, and therefore the cookies do not take over the whole ice cream, make the whole ice cream mezonos, and therefore shahakel has to be made on the ice cream. However, the cookies are chashuv enough, they're not going to be bottled to the ice cream either. Rather, it'd be similar to the case of Magna Rome discussed with levivas, with spaghetti or noodles, some sort of a lakshin, sort of noodles that are there in the soup, that the Magna Rome says, in that case, you make two brachas. A mezonos on the noodles and shahakel on the soup. Here also, Rav Forsham ruled, they'll make mezonos on the cookies or the cookies and cream if you can isolate them, and shahakel on the ice cream. Another case that's questionable, if someone has a salad that has bread croutons in it. So putting aside the question of the bread croutons are hamotzi or mezonos, which is a controversy in and of itself, do we say kol she'esh bo, that we have in it from the five grains, we have the bread croutons, and therefore the brach on the whole salad will now be hamotzi or mezonos, whichever way you go on the questions of the correct brach on the croutons? Or do we say that no, the salad is a vegetable salad, it's a mixture of all the types of vegetables, and the croutons are here as a side thing to give crunch. It's not like an equal ingredient, like a salad is formed of lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and croutons. The salad is formed of lettuce, tomatoes, and cucumbers. You put croutons in to give it a crunch, and therefore the croutons are a side thing. They're like a zaitika thing, a side thing. And therefore you go by the brach on the salad, which is adoma. Which way do we go? Are the croutons equal ingredient, just like by the chalon, that the barley is equal ingredient, and we say kol she'esh bo, and the croutons become the main, assuming that you pick them up on the average bite? Or do we say it's a salad? The croutons are here to give flavor to the salad. Same with the breading of the schnitzel is here to give flavor to the schnitzel. I saw by a reliable source, a Talmud of Rav David Feinstein, that he writes in his own personal notes, that he asked Rav David Feinstein about this, and Rav David did not want to be machria. It's a good question. The bread croutons in the salad. Especially if you say the bread croutons are mitzi and not mezonos, it's much harder to get around. If the bread croutons are mezonos, you could say, make a mezonos and some croutons, make adam on salad, and then put the croutons into the salad. But if you say the bread croutons are mitzi, so it's a very big question. Is the salad hamotzi over here, or is the bracha bar pri adama? There's also another case that would be quote unquote gray area. Similarly, someone has a yogurt to put granola in, besides the question of the granola itself, is it mezonos, or maybe granola is really adama? But do we say that the granola takes over the whole yogurt, and that becomes the bracha? Or do we say it's here to give crunch to the yogurt, and the yogurt is shahakel? These are all similar cases, from the schnitzel, to the cookie crumb frappuccino, going down to the cookies cream ice cream, the bread croutons in the salad, or the yogurt with granola. Do we apply the rule of kol she'esh bo or not? By licorice, we for sure do not apply kol she'esh bo, and the bracha shahakel. On the other hand, if you have other foods, let's say a breakfast cereal that has some oats in it, that has some corn in it also, even the corn is the majority and the oats are the minority, we'll say kol she'esh bo, and we'll say that the oats win and the bracha is mezonos. All these other foods are in between. Putting aside for now the discussion of kol she'esh bo, of things which have from the five grains, there's another food that we could discuss. What bracha do you make on it? Sushi. If you have fish sushi. So, on the one hand, it could be the rice that goes around is the majority, and the fish is the minority. But on the other hand, do we say that the fish is the absolute ikker? Again, we only apply these rules of going by roiv, going by majority, or if we have from the five grains, applying the rule of kol she'esh bo, the five grains, that trumps, that always wins. We only apply that we're not sure which is the ikker. But if we have an absolute ikker, an absolute tuffel, we know who's the ikker, who's the tuffel, we definitely go by the absolute ikker. And for the same reason by the schnitzel, we want to say the chicken is the absolute ikker, and the bracha is shahakel. So similarly, over here by the sushi, do we say the fish is the ikker, and even if the fish is 40%, and the rice is 60%, the fish is the ikker, and the bracha is shahakel, or do we say that we go by the majority, and the rice is the majority, the generally accepted psak is the rice is mezonos, and therefore we'll make a mezonos. Mezonos is brein nefashos. Brein nefashos would be either way, but what's the bracha rishayna, mezonos or shahakel like the fish? So there's a svara to say the fish is the ikker. Sushi is fish. You put rice around it, but the main center, the center point, that's the main thing, that's the fish. When I discussed the shiloh with Shmuel Kamenetsky, he told me that in svara, he feels that would be the right svara, and the main thing is the fish, and the bracha would be shakel. But he said that he's not such an expert on sushi, so he doesn't want to take a chayis to give the psak. But his das noita, his svara was, that the fish is the ikker, and the correct bracha will be shakel. So the next question I pose to them is, what if you have a vegetable sushi? If you have a vegetable sushi, so then, let's say the rice is 60%, the vegetables and the inside are 40%. Do we still say the vegetables are the main thing and the brachas are domo? Or do we go by the outside? Do we, at this point, we say we go by the majority and the rice is 60% and the brachas will be mezonos, it's like the rice. But the fish sushi, we say the fish, that's the ikar. Vegetable sushi is a little bit of an imitation, so do we say that's different and here we go by the majority? Or do we go by the vegetables and say that's the ikar? That's hard to know. When I pose this question to my Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky, so here he said that to him it's not a question. Because his personal shita is that rice we make hadama. The rice that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say they make mezonos on, that the Ramah says has to be smashed, Reb Shmuel feels only if you have a rice kugel. However, rice, even sushi rice, plain rice, even sushi rice, the brach is hadama. So rice and vegetables, it's all hadama. But generally accepted psak, I believe is, by most poskim, is that the brach on rice is mezonos. The our rice is considered smayach, it's considered mushed together, it's certainly sushi rice, and the brach will be mezonos. So if you have your vegetable sushi, do we say the ikar is the vegetable on the inside and the bracha is adama, even if that's less than 50%? Or do you go by the majority? If the rice is 60% or something more than 50%, the bracha is mezonos. It's a good question that we all know. I don't know if there is a clear answer to this question. It's gray area. It's a good question. What's the answer to the question? Who knows? What if you have a sushi that the outside of the rice is only 40%, the inside, the 60%, the inside is some vegetable and some avocado. So the vegetables are done, but the avocados are eights. So now we have 40% mezonos rice, which is generally accepted psak, a generally accepted practice, that's mezonos. 30% are done from the vegetable, and 30% is avocados, which is the eights. So now we have a toss-up. Now we're really stuck. What brach do we make? Mezonos, hadama, or eights? So we pose this question to Reb Shmuel first, Shlita of Chicago. He said that someone has say that since B'dievni make a hadama on something that's a eitz, your yitzah, so eitz has a certain element of hadama in it. So in this case, when we're stuck, we could say the avocado becomes one with the vegetable and becomes hadama. And now it's 60% hadama and 40% mezonos from the rice, and the prevailing bracha will be the vegetable, will be the hadama, 60%. We'll merge the avocado with the vegetable, consider it all hadama, and say that's 60%. And the correct bracha on the vegetable sushi in this case, the vegetable avocado sushi, will be adam. Again, if the rice is the majority in such a case, I think it's clear that the bracha is mezonos. The question is, if the inside is the majority, you're not sure to the vegetable and the avocado, maybe you can merge it together and make it to one big adam, and say the adam wins, the bracha will be adam. Somebody who does not know the halachas, so he's stuck, so he has to learn the halachas. The Gemara says, the yeyach etz chacham, he should go to a baki, go to a chacham and learn the halachas. Someone knows the halachas, and he's stuck on the shiloh, then he has to figure out what to do. Sometimes the makom sofek, the halacha will be to make a shakel. Or we have sofek to the eitz adama, we say adama works, but you have an eitz, can make the adama. But it's not a solution for someone who does not know the halachas. If you don't know the halachas, go out and learn the halachas. If you don't know them, you can't learn them yourself, have someone teach them to you. However, after you learn the halachas, if you have a scenario, it's posh, it's a sofek. The halacha is in this case a sofek. It's unclear, it's gray area. Gedolei ha-poskim, we're not able to make achriya on some of these cases we discussed. So then the klal is, that if you're not sure a bracha to make, you make shakel. If it's sovig between the eights and adama, you make adama. As we said before, adama b'diavad papas the eights. If it's sovig is two general brachas, then b'diavad you can always make shahakal. Shahakal will be the safe choice that always works. This does not absolve somebody for learning how to make brachas properly. It's only for someone who's stuck. Often there's a solution that you can take some of this and some of that separately before you dig into your sushi, which you're not sure if mezonos eats adama. Take something mezonos, make mezonos. Take something adama, make adama. Take something eights and make eights. You have those options in front of you. But if you're stuck with the mixture, you're not sure what to do, so then it needs a psak, it needs achra, what bracha to make, b'makom sofek. This is just to raise a few of the many shalas that come up with brachas. Someone's not educated, can make many mistakes. They make brachas about tala, and their chas v'shalom can be nenem ba'il mazabalai bracha, which is ki'ilu ma'al. And not give Mekayim properly the Kodesh Elulim LaHashem. We want Mahal LaHashem, say Shirat Hashem, praise Hashem for everything, the beautiful things He give us in the Teva. And to appreciate the flies of Bari we see in the fruit, when we make a Baruch HaBari Priyates, to see the Ebeshta, to see the Baruch HaHashem in the Bari Priyates, in the Priyates that the Ebeshta gives us. But in order to do that, we have to be educated properly, learn the Halachas, and then we'll be prepared to Mahal the Ebeshta, the Ez Hashem, in the best way, Shaykh.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.